Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
And welcome. It's wonderful to see you all. I have enjoyed these 16 cottagers for the last week, and I'm really looking forward to the next week with them. We've been learning to trust and obey. That's been our song. In the morning, we've been learning about Jesus' life and why we can trust him. And in the evening, we've been learning about the Ten Commandments and how we can obey him. We've had some good opportunities to do that. When you come to camp and it's pouring rain, you really have to trust that the Lord will give you a good time. And praise the Lord, he has given us a good time. So they have learned already that God is faithful. We had some very exciting weather. I don't know if anybody up here had hail, but we had hail, which was the first time some of our cottagers had ever seen hail. And we really enjoyed that. But it's been a real blessing to be with these children, and I do look forward to the next week with them as well. Sister Heather, would you lead us in our memory work?
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know that the love of God's children is the love of God and obey his commandments. Loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5, 1-3.
All those verses already. Keep that up. Keep getting God's word into your heart. Hallelujah. God will use that to speak to you as you get older, too. And I love that song, Trust and Obey. Everyone should know that song. Hallelujah. Let's sing, I'm looking for the song, Living for Jesus, a Life That Is True. Number 90 in our white book. Maybe now would be a good time to wait a time for your offering. The offering this morning is designated for the purpose of sending children to camp. It's for our children's camp fund. Okay, so just know where your money's going. We're using it for the glory of God. Okay. Would you like us to stand, or is it better to be seated when you collect your offering? We can stand. Let's do it. Okay.
Striving to please him.
of how Jesus gave himself for us. He gave all that he had.
Yes.
He left heaven. Came to earth. Lived as we live. Died on the cross. He just gave all that he was and all that he had so that we could come to know him and be his children. And so he tells us, I've given all that I have. I want you now to give all that you are and all that you have to me. And how can we say no when we think of all that Jesus has given? Hallelujah. Oh, we love him today because he first loved us.
Yes.
And we give ourselves to him because he first gave himself for us. Hallelujah. Oh, when we sing those choruses, I noticed as I looked, people had their eyes closed. Oh, they were singing with all their heart right to Jesus. Jesus, Lord and Master, I give myself to thee. The vow of thy atonement, give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give. Henceforth, to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Let's sing that chorus one more time, prayerfully, maybe a little bit slower. If you know the words, close your eyes and sing it right to Jesus. And ask the Lord to help you to give yourself to him today in a new and fresh way. Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you.